With me to the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 41. We've been going through each of the Ten Commandments. And so today, Lord's Day 41 talks about the seventh commandment, which is to not commit adultery. So we'll read the summary of this commandment and have a little explanation or summary or explanation. This is found on page 28, well, at least in this book. I don't know if the newer books are different. Page, but Lord's Day 41, question answer 108 and 109. What does the seventh commandment teach us? That all unchastity is accursed of God, that we should therefore loathe it with our whole heart and live chastely and modestly, whether in holy wedlock or single life. Does God forbid nothing more in this commandment than adultery and such gross sins? Since both our body, soul, are temples of the Holy Spirit, it is His will that we keep both pure and holy. Therefore, He forbids all unchaste actions, gestures, words, thoughts, desires, and whatever may entice thereto.
Okay.
I'm focusing more so on 108, where the Catechism highlights, when talking about the seventh commandment, how God hates sexual immorality. There's no middle game, there's no middle ground that God has towards these particular sins. Anything that goes against His design for marriage that He created for His glory is offensive to Him. And because the Lord hates these sins, the Catechism calls us, because it reflects Scripture, that we also must have the same attitude, the same mindset towards these sins. Let's have a couple of passages from Scripture. 1 Thessalonians 4 calls us to walk and to please God by following His will. And then he says this, "This is His will. This is the will of God for your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, knowing how to control your vessel or your body in a way that honors God and not giving it over to your lustful desires." We expect this from the world, from any unbeliever, because they're still enslaved to their sin. But not so with the Christian. Paul says, in fact, in another part where he says to flee sexual immorality. He doesn't say wrestle with it. He doesn't say know your limits. He says flee. Why? Because we are to hate this sin. Well, hate is a very strong word. Abhor. This is strong language. I mean, hate is a very strong emotion. It's an uncompromising emotion. But where does this come from? And how do we meet this? How do we come to this place where we can hate the sin as God hates the sin? Well, so often we focus so much in this commandment about what not to do, what TV shows not to watch, what movies that we shouldn't watch, places we shouldn't go. And that doesn't mean that there aren't certain words of wisdom that we shouldn't follow. Of course there are. But if we focus so much on the external things, the shows, the movies, and all the practical applications, then we truly miss the heart of it. We truly miss the heart, period. Because we can isolate ourselves, we can, you know, be like Martin Luther and become a monk and put ourselves in a mountain where there's no temptations, but you can't run away from your heart. You can't run away from your desires, because that is why we follow into these sins. That's what causes us to follow these sins. Jesus says it's not what enters into the man that defiles him. It's what comes out of the heart. So what is the controlling desire of your heart Now that you are made a new creation by the power of the gospel. Catechism says, again, we must hate what God hates. How? Because your desire to please God and to love your neighbor is infinitely more valuable than giving yourself over to your lust. The battle over lust is about what is more valuable, what is worth more. If someone is trying to hurt your child or attack your spouse, there is no lukewarm reaction, right? The instinct is to protect what is truly valuable to you against the threat. And there is a righteous anger that becomes stirred up, right? Because of the value you place upon the one who's being threatened, the one you love, your children that you care about. And so this is, in many ways, the same, along the same lines of how we are to battle our lust. God says, my name is jealous. He says, I am a jealous God. We read that often in the Ten Commandments. When the people of God run to other idols, which is spiritual adultery, then he becomes filled with righteous anger. Jealousy in this situation is not sinful because it's not rooted in bitter envy. It's rooted in righteous anger. Church, God is jealous for you because you are his bride. Running after your lust, deviating from his design for marriage, for faithfulness, for purity if you're single, is something that he hates because it doesn't glorify him, and also it only leads you to a destructive consequence, life-changing, soul-shattering consequences the more and more you follow after these lustful desires. But this fight over lust is continually won by fixing our mind on the love of God that has been poured out for you in Jesus Christ, saying that I love my God, I love my spouse more than I love following my lust. And Psalm 63 says this, that your loving kindness is better than life. That's the aim. Obviously, much more can be said about that, but that is the aim. Because we love God, because we love what God loves, that's why we can hate what God hates. So let's conclude our summary of Lord's Day 41 with that.